Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And he's got the glasses. Smooth. Okay.
You trimmed down the beard.
You did.
I can't hear you, Dan.
Uh-oh.
Is it on his end or our end? Or your end, Chad?
I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there he is.
That's on his end. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that.
Huh, weird.
One of those things.
Weird.
One of those things. All right, it's TrekCast.
See. Are we starting? Oh, starting.
Sir, the Federation does have enemies. We must seek them out. That's how it starts.
There you go. There's my short, quick on the fly.
That's how it starts.
That's how it starts.
TrekCast. Yeah, there you go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's TrekCast, the galaxy's most unpredictable podcast. I'm Chad. That's Dan. That's Daniel. Here we are again another week coming to you early. Because we got a little bit of an announcement in terms of that. Yeah, we're going to post a show up today on a Saturday. It's September 24th, 2020. Start date, who the fuck knows.
It's a scheduling conflict is what it is.
Yeah, this conflict is
totally screwing me up. We do this on Sundays.
I know, yeah. I know. Right? So
I'm completely off on Saturday this week.
Yeah.
But I'm working Sunday afternoon. So I keep having to remind myself, you know, oh wait, no, I don't have to work in 4 hours. Okay. So it's like my big Saturday off is just completely shot because I'm spending the whole day, thinking about reminding myself that I don't have to work in 4 hours. So for that, I thank you.
There you go. We'll distract you for about an hour, hour and a half, depending upon how long we go as it is. It's the most unpredictable podcast there is. So there you go.
That's what TrekCast is. It's just a distraction. It's a distraction from real life for an hour.
We need that desperately now.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
It's a fun distraction, though. I enjoyed it.
Yes,
it is.
Yes,
it is. Your mic's a little low, Daniel, just so you know.
Oh, I'll start this if I get in closer.
It sounds better there. So if you just pull it towards you or something, you'll be good.
Yeah, okay.
If you can.
There we go. Hey.
There you go. Yeah. Now we can hear you. I just want to hear your beautiful voice this morning.
I know. I am pretty.
I had a hell of a week on the road. I mean, this last week felt like it was a month. I mean, I came home last night and was like, oh, this is what my house looks like.
Yeah.
It was just felt so weird.
I got to do my regular job for 2 days. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And then I went back to doing my COVID job 2 days later.
Right.
And it was like, reality, motherfucker. Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's fine. I probably won't bleep it. It'll go.
No, it'll go. Fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Oh, there's a YouTube channel I watch where they do dolphin sounds instead of a beep. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I should find a clip for that. That's good.
Yeah. You should do like Picard's doorbell or something.
Yeah.
Actually, didn't we do that once? Didn't we beep stuff out with the communicator chirp?
Probably.
I can't remember. You know, we have so much history now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been doing the show a while now.
I know. It's been a minute.
Coming up on 3 years.
Yeah.
In December.
It's great.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's kind of crazy. It goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, should we get to the news or?
Sure. Let's get right into it.
All right.
Attention all hands. It's time for Star Trek news.
Ooh.
Yes. So our first news story comes to us from Variety, and it's somewhat breaking news. TV ratings, Star Trek Discovery starts low. So Star Trek Discovery Season 1 is finally premiering on CBS,
yeah.
And the first episode had really low ratings, a 0.2, which is roughly 1.7 million eyeballs on it. That is very low for a network show. But it is an older show that usually the hardcore fan base has seen it already. Also, that first episode did premiere a few years ago.
Yeah, so it's a rerun.
Yeah, it's a rerun. Yeah,
so,
it's a rerun.
I don't know
yes.
what they were thinking. Well, I know what they're thinking, but still. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what the second one does. If they get a repeat of that number at the very least, then that's a good sign, actually.
If well, it goes there's an
down
audience.
From there.
Yeah, if it goes down, that's, yeah.
That's real bad.
That's real bad.
Yeah, but most people who are really wanting to watch it are already paying for CBS All Access and have seen it, so it's not it's not a thing.
For sure.
When did it air?
Earlier this week. What day was it?
Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
Do we know what it was up against, or is that even a thing anymore?
No, not
I don't
really.
Know.
Well, see, no one's watching regular CBS, ABC, NBC anyway. So I mean, no one's watching that.
Yeah, no, this doesn't say what it was up against.
Yeah.
Oh.
So. Yeah, that's how Variety works. All right, next one is from ScreenRant.com. Yeah.
Of all the news sources, though, on TrekCast to have Variety. I mean, I'm just waiting for you to say, and the next one comes from NPR, Terry Gross. What the?
I've done NPR before.
I know you have. Yeah. That's why I said it.
Yeah. But this one is ScreenRant.com, and the headline is, Star Trek Discovery Season 4 has reportedly started filming. So this is based off of a Twitter post recently from Toronto Filming. Toronto Filming is a Twitter account that tracks like different filming going on in Toronto. Duh,
right.
Toronto Film. And they had a picture of a sign that says Star Trek Discovery Season 4 cast and crew gate entry number 2 this way, and it has an arrow pointing to the right. So, I mean, if they got cast and crew, that's something.
Yeah.
You know?
They could be doing a read of some kind. They could be doing prep. But yeah, that's a start, right?
So, I mean, most of the table reads right now are virtual because they don't need
true.
To fly them in.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, this could be a costume fitting, honestly. Maybe not shooting, but just costume fittings.
Yeah.
So as they're getting ready. So we don't know for sure that season 4 is underway, but at least pre-production for sure is going on. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, something. Yeah. That is
they
good.
Also say that this is a good sign for the whole idea of Star Trek year-round. So if they're trying to hurry up and start shooting now, then they're wanting to get it out for next year. So that's cool.
Well, Picard Season 2 is still in the writing room, isn't it?
Last we know, but we don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
It could be in pre-production now, and we don't know that. So
right, right.
And technically in the writing room is pre-production, but whatever.
Right, but I mean, it's one of the steps, sure.
Yeah. And last news story comes to us from TrekMovie.com. Noah Hawley wants to make a Star Trek movie that isn't all about action. So Noah Hawley's still out there talking about his movie like it's going to happen. And
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, now you got two different movie ideas that are competing with one another inside of Paramount. I don't mean the Quentin Tarantino one either. That's the one that's out there in space that'll never get done.
Yeah, but they said last week. There was an article last week or earlier this week
that it's on Stasis.
They basically said Star Trek movies are a thing of the past. They're putting a fork in them. They're done. Mm-hmm. It's going to be TV.
Was that from Paramount that said that?
It was supposed to be some news source that are on.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't know for sure.
No.
That we don't know about that. Noah Hawley has confirmed, though, that his movie is on Stasis. But now he's talking about how he wants to do a Star Trek movie that's not a war story. He says one of his favorite things is creative problem solving, and that's really big in Star Trek. So he's hoping to bring that to the forefront.
I like how he brought as an example of that Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, the scene where Kirk has to put on his reading glasses to to read something and get the code to use against Khan. He's kind of using his brain there, his wits, whatever tools he's got available to him. That was a good example for him to bring out. So, you know, for that, I'm kind of really wanting Noah Hawley to make this film he keeps talking about, because the way he talks about it and the things he highlights and says sounds like it could be a very good character story-driven show or movie.
Yeah.
As opposed to action, which, you know, say what you want about the JJ movies. We got a lot of new followers of Trek from that, right? Not the show, but the series, the franchise, right? So so it grew the audience somewhat, and I'm sure Discovery's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would love to see something that's a little less action-packed, although I enjoy that, and a little bit more cerebral, a little bit more back to the roots of what Trek is. And he's talking the right language, so at least there's that.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, like, again, it's will this actually happen? We don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully. I would love to see it. Yeah, you're right. Everything he's saying sounds great. But honestly, it always sounds that way. Like, even Picard, it was going to be a character study and, you know.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, it was very pew, pew.
It was very pew, pew, yeah.
Yeah, so. And pizzas. Very pew, pew and pizzas.
Burnt pizzas.
Burnt pizzas.
Made from rabbits.
Yep. And that's it. That's all the news stories.
All right. Sounds good. You want to move right into feedback?
Sure.
Nope.
Hailing frequencies. Open.
Okay. I got a couple things on feedback. What do you got?
Yeah, Daniel? Go for it. Go for it.
So first thing that I want to do is bring in Bella. Because Taryn made a post here. I don't know if you can see her. Get in here.
Oh, yeah. I see her.
Too short, yeah. So yeah. Taryn made a post probably a month ago now. Well, he didn't make a post. He made a coffee account donation. And in it, he asked me to sing, well, do you want to build a warp core in a woman's voice or a girl's voice? So Belle and I finally did that about a week ago now. And it's ready to play.
Oh, snap.
I know you can only see the top of your head. Yeah. So we're just going to play our recording. She wanted to come on and say, hey.
Okay.
So that's Bella. Say, hey.
Hi.
Get in there and say hi.
I'm too short. Hi.
Hello.
They say hello. She can't hear you guys, but.
Right.
This is like 3 minutes and 17 seconds.
Good Lord.
Goodness.
Back to Chrome. And I could have edited it.
Let's play a little bit now and I'll put it at the end of the show.
Yeah, I can put the whole thing. So here, I'll skip forward.
Yeah.
Play like a 30-second clip, and then we'll
sound
like
yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Not Sid, but the
here. Hold on, she's gonna start singing.
Ice Age.
I'm Sid.
Yeah, Sid.
I'm Sid Sloth, and this is the grandma dance.
What is going on?
I don't know. We'll play the whole thing at the end of it. Okay.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that.
So, Taryn, I finally came through with you. Yes, I do sing like a little girl in one part. I also kind of yell, whatever. But it's there. It'll be at the end of the show. There you go.
Sounds
so,
good.
So, finally made good on our word that I would do whatever anybody puts in the coffee account, we'd actually do. Nice. Speaking of which, we got a donation. That's it. That's all we had. So okay. You can hang out if you want. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Wow, thanks for hitting my back so hard. Anyway. We did get another account donation, coffee account.
Oh, cool.
The last one was a couple days ago. It was $9, coffee for each of us, and it comes from Lloyd Hatcher. So thank you, Lloyd. We really appreciate
the
donation.
Yeah, yep. Thank you, Lloyd.
He said, I started listening to the podcast shortly after you guys took over. The show has become my favorite podcast to listen to. Hashtag long live bitchcast.
That does happen.
So, yeah, definitely saw or listened to several of those episodes.
Oh, for sure.
Yep. And then that's all I've got on the feedback side. No voicemails, no emails this week.
Guys, I got to step out for 1 minute.
Sure. Go ahead. Okay. So if you got anything on the Facebook side, you have to let me know.
Yeah, I've got an email from Andrew Chu, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So he emailed me soon after the show went out. So he listened right away.
Yeah.
And it says, in regards to what I miss more about Cali, El Pollo Loco or In-N-Out, oof, they're both so good. They are. But hands down, the burger is where the X marks the spot. Nothing quite like a fresh double-double with some animal-style fries. That is a good choice, but yeah. You made the wrong choice. It's El Pollo Loco. Yeah. So he says, by the way, Chad is wrong, except for when he's singing a song about it. It's also pronounced Chew. All the best to the most unpredictable Star Trek podcast. Live nice. Long and prosper.
Nice. So it's Andrew yeah. Chew.
No, Koo. Sorry, Koo.
Koo. Andrew Koo. Koo.
Yeah.
Andrew Koo. Andrew you almost Koo. Like slide those together, and that's a name of an Andorian.
It sounds like a Star Wars character, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. It does. It yeah. does. You say it fast yeah. enough. Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks for that, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Always love the feedback.
Yeah, for sure. And let's see. I'm trying to find if I've got any other feedback. It's hard to go through all of my posts this week because it's all been the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard to find where I posted to give us feedback.
I have not been on Facebook at all this week. Not for 2 seconds, maybe. Maybe 2 seconds. That's it.
Oh, wow.
I've not had the time. So I feel like I've been absent from the group for a while. So I apologize for that. It's just been work is crazy. So it is.
Well, I can't find my feedback post, so I'm sorry if anybody put feedback in there. It's just so deep in there. But yeah. I can talk how's a little bit going? About our giant tournament.
Yeah, how's it going?
All right, the big name. Star Trek, or Trekcast, the galaxy's most unpredictable Star Trek podcast, presents the Tuvix Memorial Sci-Fi Movie Tournament. So we've had quite a bit of votes. We've had some great play-in games. The whole trend of only the first movie and not the sequels has been broken repeatedly.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah. So we've got some sequels in there, not just Terminator 2. But we've also got Empire Strikes Back was recently voted in, as was Aliens. And currently we've got some what I'm calling lightning rounds, movie franchises that really only have two movies, like Pacific Rim, Space Odyssey, and Blade Runner. So it's not a big list to go through.
Okay.
Star Wars was a surprisingly long list when I started playing them all out.
Oh, yeah.
There was quite a few of those movies.
Did but, vote on that?
Yeah.
I don't think I did. I don't. Maybe I did. I don't know.
I don't think you did, but Empire Strikes Back won.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Of course it did.
Yeah. It was surprisingly close for a while with Rogue One, so.
That's really? A good movie. Yeah. I like Rogue One.
But eventually Empire really pulled out. Jurassic Park won. Of course, it beat all the other Jurassic Parks. So that makes sense. Even Jurassic World, the original Back to the Future one, as did the original Men in Black.
Of course, because the other Men in Blacks are just ridiculous.
You know what surprised me about Jurassic Park?
What's that?
How many other Jurassic Parks there were that I really kind of wasn't aware of?
There's a lot. Yeah. Yeah, The Matrix, too. Like, there's more than I thought. I mean,
The
Animatrix, and yeah. RoboCop movies, there's a lot more than I thought.
Oh, yeah. You know, back to the Empire versus Rogue One. I honestly believe that the only mistake they made in Rogue One, and it's the only mistake they made, is Jyn Erso dying at the end was fine, but not him. They could have used, was it Caspian? Was that what his name was?
Oh, what was his name? Yeah.
Something like that. They could have used him again for something else. I mean, I get they have to kill one of them, so you probably want to kill her. Or, well, whatever. You kill one and let the other one live somehow. And that way you have something else to go with, you know, instead of
being supposed to be making a prequel series about him for Disney Plus. Well,
Okay. I can see. He's an interesting character. They both were interesting.
Yeah, characters. He is.
So they could have done something with both of those without having to make it a prequel. But whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see what they do. But
I guess the Star Wars universe is one of those ones where if you make a prequel, there's so much in-depth stuff there. In and out of the normal movies that you could do. Well, there is in Trek as well, but I mean, it would actually be easier to pull that off, though, than it would be with Trek, because you've got 750,000 episodes.
So I do have a question to hash out with you guys for this tournament.
Sure.
So there's two movies, well, three that I'm thinking of, that technically are sci-fi movies, but I don't know if we want to include them in the tournament or not.
Okay.
And those movies would be... Leprechaun 4 in space, Jason X, which is the one in space, or Event Horizon, which is basically a horror movie in space.
No, no. And Event Horizon,
I mean, it is. There's a lot. Yes,
because the whole thing takes place in space. It's science fiction.
I mean, all three of them all take place in space.
Yeah, but Leprechaun 4, I mean.
I mean.
You have to say draw a line somewhere.
Yeah. What do you think, Dan?
No, no, yes.
There you go. Dan's awfully quiet today.
He is.
It's a Saturday. We're throwing him off. He's just.
I'm tired. I'm so tired.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been working nights. And, you know, I'll get off work at midnight, an hour from home.
Yeah.
And I'm an hour from home. So now I have to drive an hour to get home. So I walk through the door at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I have never, never, ever, ever been the kind of person that can walk through the door, put my head on the pillow and go to sleep. I have to relax on the couch, wind down, watch some television. And then before you know it, it's 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Before I'm dozing off. So that was this morning. So
gotcha.
Sorry, Trekcast.
The last like 2 weeks, right as I'm going to bed, on YouTube, they've been having live streams of sumo wrestling out of Japan. And that's what I've been watching.
Yeah. Who could sleep through that?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Big fat guys in diapers wrestling each other.
Yeah, I'm in. Right. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
It's so ceremonial and I have no idea what's going on.
I think we've established that if it involves two big men wrestling in an arena, Daniel will watch it.
Yeah. I'll watch the UFC or some fake wrestling. It's all good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about MMA? You watching any MMA?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Yeah. See, there you go. Two guys in a cage or in a ring of some kind, and Daniel's there to watch.
I really love Bloodsport.
That shouldn't go on the list.
No, that's not in the tournament. We'll do an action movie one and it'll go in there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That'll take a long time to go through.
Yeah.
The greatest action movie of all time is The Last Action Hero. There it is.
Oh, God.
Not kidding.
If we ever did an action film tournament, it's all going to be like, what's going to win, Stallone or Schwarzenegger?
Well, it should be, to narrow that down, it should be what's the best Sylvester Stallone movie of all time, or what's the best, narrow it down to like five actors and say what's the best one.
It's got to be over the top, you know, where he arm wrestles for the custody of his kid.
Yeah,
it's a pretty classic. Much. Where he drives his truck into Robert Lodge's living room. I mean, come on.
That's how real child custody is.
The fact that you can just pull that out that fast like that. I mean, just it's over the top. I mean,
Nerd alert. Listen, remember the 10 days I spent locked in a hotel room?
Yeah.
I watched a lot. A lot of stuff.
Part of me thinks that sounds glorious. You're all by yourself, no one to bother you. You can watch whatever the hell you want all day and all night, and no one can tell you no. The other part of me is like, that sounds like hell.
There were some times where I had to remind myself to bathe.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, I should probably eat something today.
Yeah. I had to remind myself to bathe. And then I hadn't even realized yet that I'd lost my sense of smell.
Yeah.
So,
You
know, I had been reminding myself to bathe based on, you know, I think today is Tuesday. Yeah. But, you know, in reality, I could have smelled like an old shoe.
How is that going now? Can you smell again?
I can smell again. I can taste again. There's a couple of smells that I just don't get them. I don't, and everybody thinks it's funny, but it's really not. I don't smell diapers. I don't smell poop. I don't smell farts.
Oh, weird.
You know, everybody's like, oh, that's great. Yeah. It's not great when your daughter is sitting in a diaper full of shit for 40 minutes and you don't realize it.
Yeah.
It'll be great when she's out of diapers and then you don't have to worry about smelling anybody's farts or
you
go to the monkey house at the zoo and it'll be like a nice spring day.
Yeah. And marijuana. I don't smell marijuana.
Yeah.
So
that's odd. There must be something chemically the same between those smells.
I don't know.
that like puts them in that same range. Yeah.
And I'm sure there's other things in there.
Probably.
Smell, but those are the two that I'm aware of.
Those are the two he's around all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Shit and marijuana.
Yeah, shit and marijuana. That's it.
So if you're
taking a dump in my backyard while smoking a joint, I won't know.
You won't know.
Exactly. That neighbor dog is got free reign right now.
I need to make that a cliff right there.
Yeah.
That's too good.
Right on. Well, should we move on to the topic?
Yeah, let's move on to the topic.
Oh, we're doing that? Okay.
Yeah, the thing still.
You know, I love how organic this show is.
Mm-hmm. Organic's a word for it.
All natural.
Action hero pull. Mm-hmm. Over the top. Locked in a hotel. Can't smell. Take a dump in my backyard. That was like the progression of the conversation there.
It was.
Speaking of which, I almost forgot. I do have one little more piece of feedback. It's not really feedback, but it's something that should go in the feedback section because I pulled it off of Twitter, and this is specifically for you, Daniel. That one British chick that I talked about on Twitter makes these hysterical posts about Star Trek from time to time. It's Olivia J underscore 8. She made a post specifically for you, not tagging you in it, but it's a post about or for you, right?
Oh.
Her post is, I don't find the actor who plays Porthos to be convincing.
Bullshit.
The very next reply says, really phones it in, relies too much on the costume. And she says, exactly, ruins the tone of the show. I had to share that. That's too good.
He did amazing work in Night in a Sick Bay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just thought I'd share that. That was pretty good. It was funny.
Yeah. Well, now I'm offended.
Get on Twitter and follow her, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, laugh a minute.
That's funny.
Well, so we had a new episode of Lower Decks.
We did. It was episode, what, 8? Yep, something episode like 8.
I've stopped counting.
Yeah. It's 8, and I think there's only one, maybe two more. They made it sound like...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Next week's episode 9 is a season finale, but I doubt that. I think it's 10. So
yeah, I think it's
still
10.
Got 2 weeks before October. They'll probably have a one-week gap. It's what it sounds like.
No, they
like.
Won't. Because no, that's right. 23 weeks straight.
Yep, that's right. There is no one-week gap. And next week is, there is 2 weeks till 15th. That's right.
Yeah.
So wait, let me look at the calendar. So that means the next one.
Oh, yeah, no. We've got 23 weeks of this.
Yeah, we've got the October 1st and October 8th, and then we've got October 15th for Discovery. So, yeah.
Yeah,
this one was called Veritas, written by Garrick Bernard. I don't recognize that name. I don't think we've had a writer, him do one of these yet on the writing side, but directed by Kim Arndt. That's like her third or fourth one of these, maybe fifth out of Lower Decks. So
they must have staff directors and writers.
I think so.
Yeah.
So my synopsis that I wrote for it was Brad and the gang stand for a trial of inquiry to determine the actions of the senior staff and Q. That's it. That's the that's the synopsis. And to break that down, go ahead.
I was going to say, Dan, did you recognize the voice of the alien Klar in the episode?
Dumbass.
You know it. Yes. Kurtwood Smith, baby.
That's right. Awesome. I recognized that voice the minute he started talking. I was like, holy shit, that's cool.
Yeah.
I love him. He's great.
Did a great job.
I love him. He's been in a bunch of different Star Trek over the years.
Yeah.
He was the villain in RoboCop.
Yep.
He's a
great actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is. Red Foreman in the flesh.
Pretty oh, I don't. I was going to say the spectrum of acting.
President in
stuff that he's done. Yeah,
the Undiscovered Country.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You wouldn't even recognize him hardly, but yeah.
He was the captain of the Krenim time ship in Voyager.
Yeah.
I just watched that episode too, like a week ago. Yep.
He was on Enterprise too. I can't remember the character.
Wasn't he something to do with the Terrans back on Earth? With what's his name from RoboCop as well?
Oh, Peter Weller.
Yeah, wasn't he in that one of those themes? Or
he was in Enterprise, and he was like the main bad guy in one of the JJ films.
Peter Weller was, yeah.
Yeah, Peter Weller.
No, I'm talking about the episodes of Enterprise where Peter Weller was in, and he was leading kind of the new Terran. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he basically played the same character in both the movies and the show.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like, but I thought literally the same agenda. It's pretty funny.
Isn't that too? Yeah. Maybe not. Anyway, fun episode. A lot of flashbacks. The flashback that we got, one of the flashbacks we got was of Q himself, and it was very short lived. I mean, when they said a tiny part, they really meant a tiny part. What did they do? Call John Delancey and say, hey, I want you to record these lines on your phone real quick and email them to us. We give you $100,000. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was. It was very, I mean, they could have actually
felt like he was in the booth for 2 hours at the most. Oh, get the lines off and we're done.
Yeah. If he even did that. I mean,
he probably recorded them in his wife's minivan out in the driveway.
Yeah. Yeah. He phoned it in. Literally phoned it in.
Probably.
But, although they could have just lifted, that could have been something lifted from something that was already recorded in the archive or somewhere else. I mean, it was so short and to the same thing being said over and over again that it could have just been lifted. But there wasn't really any, I mean, in terms of Q, that wasn't like new dialogue. It was just things he's already said before, really. So
yeah, we had a lot of references this episode.
A ton.
Even a Rogar Dinar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to have those references. It's good to have those name drops. But at the same time, it's almost getting a little tiring from how, I mean, it's like that's their fallback. That's their fallback. And it's like, well, we can't come up with jokes, so we just drop references.
Yeah, and it's coming off a little forced.
It is coming off a little forced. Yeah, now it is. Because it just, that's what they fall to constantly, which, you know, that's fine. It is what it is. It's a cartoon. It's meant to be fun, and I'm enjoying it. So I'm not... I'll nitpick it though, because that's what we're here for.
To be fair, that is the Family Guy and Rick and Morty style.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. And they make references all the time. And so, you know, it is what it is, and that's fine. But, you know, there isn't going to be any development of these characters. These characters are exactly who they are, and that's who they're going to be for the length of the show. There's no.
They're literally cartoon characters.
Yeah, that's right. Right. So, you know, that's what to expect.
I'm not familiar with Rick and Morty. I've never watched Rick and Morty. I watched a lot of Family Guy back in the day, and there is a difference. Family Guy will make a joke that's a callback to some other pop culture reference.
Yeah.
This show seems to just be making references to Star Trek.
Yep.
That's not attached to a joke.
Right.
Okay, so it's not, it's funny because it's Star Trek and we all know it. It's, hey, they talked about Deanna Troi. Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
I've only seen
very small amounts of Family Guy, and I've never watched Rick and Morty, so I wouldn't have a clue, which is kind of funny because in the game I'm playing on the phone, the group that I joined in there is called the Council of Ricks, and I guess that's something from Rick and Morty, and I'm totally
That is. Yeah, that's funny.
But anyway.
We learned that Earth is super boring and that there's nothing to do but drink wine and
sit on the beach
at soul food restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah, which kind of sounds great.
Which I thought Cisco's restaurant was a Creole restaurant, not a soul food, because I think there's a difference.
There's a difference. There's a difference. Yeah. So that wasn't really a reference to the Cisco restaurant, I don't think.
Because I think it was supposed to be, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I really laughed.
I think the joke there is they're taking, like, you know, we've seen very little of Earth in Star Trek.
Yeah.
So they're taking the five or six small aspects of Earth that we've seen and just tying them into one sentence. I think that's the joke.
Right.
The only thing I really laughed at that I thought was funny was right at the beginning. I mean, before you even got to the title sequence, Boimler getting all pissed that they're in a jail or a dungeon because that's worse. And damn it, he's got a pottery class at 0900.
Yeah.
I was like, what? That's
I would be upset about missing my pottery class. So.
And now I'm offended at being called I'm the Brad Boimler of the show because I don't do pottery.
I could see you doing pottery just like in that movie Ghost.
Oh, God. Well, okay, yeah. Jimmy, you know, yeah.
You and Whoopi?
Now Daniel's thinking about me doing Whoopi. I mean, what are we going to do with him, Dan?
I don't know.
No one should think about doing Whoopi.
I did see, though, that some fan theories out there are saying that this episode kind of gives us a reason for the old Bird of Prey in Picard, that might be the same Bird of Prey as the one that they took. So, I mean, it would fit timeline-wise. Like, yeah, they got it out of that museum, and somehow it ended up in that one guy's hands, you know?
Yeah. So where did they steal this Bird of Prey from?
A Vulcan museum.
A Vulcan museum.
Yeah. The Vulcan museum old Romulan Bird of Prey.
Yeah, I'm not following why that would be necessary for the Starfleet to steal a Bird of Prey from a Vulcan museum that's being guarded by a Starfleet officer.
Yeah.
That was a Starfleet security officer.
Yeah, and yeah.
That was a callback to the style of laser tag armor that they wore in in some of the TOS era movies.
Well, yep. They even say it in the show, like, why didn't we just ask to borrow it?
Yeah, yeah. They even the lower deckers do. They ask that.
Yeah.
So the whole flashback thing there with Tendi was just so nonsensical, but also just funny. Like, she's the cleaner, you know.
Oh. Just like Kenny Omega, she's the cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. That was funny. And of course, you don't know who those other guys are with Ransom because they've got black bars over their eyes.
Yeah. and they bleep out.
You can't say Romulan.
They'll have Starfleet neck tattoos.
Yeah. He can't say Romulan, and he goes, Rompy Elins.
I wonder how many Starfleet neck tattoos will be at the cons.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's going to be a thing.
That'll be cool. Yeah.
or cosplaying with the black bar over your eyes.
Yeah.
That would be kind of great.
I wonder how you would do that to make it look good and floaty without it being looking stupid. Like it's a piece of cardboard.
Like glasses and maybe like a gel, like a lighting gel that's black so you can see through it.
Yeah. Someone will figure that out.
Yeah, whatever. I don't deal with that.
No. So apparently Rutherford's kind of a badass when he's rebooting.
Yeah. That's great, man.
Oh, wait, do you want to know of any other day? Just not that day. Wait, hold on. And I'm still trying to get a clip of Rutherford saying okie dokie, by the way. I haven't gotten time to do that.
Okie
dokie! Yeah.
So, that'll be good.
Fighting was great.
Tendi fighting, yeah.
No, the Gorn wedding. Yeah.
Oh, the Gorn wedding. Yeah. What the hell is that about? What the hell are you doing at the Gorn wedding? Wait. And of course, after all of this, at the very end of it, it's not a trial. He's not on, spoiler alert, he's not on trial. He's trying to throw himself a party, but he's only got 22 minutes because that's all he paid for.
Yeah.
I like how it's 22 minutes, the exact time of a 30-minute television show minus commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everybody knows it's fine. I like the name drop of the Riemanns.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the worst.
They're the worst. So great.
Yeah.
It's a fun show. Like,
it is.
Don't take it too seriously. It's just fun.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened. They fit a lot of things into all those flashbacks. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Then, of course, Boimler comes in and saves the day, essentially, as far as calling everything out. Like, what the hell? They're just people, you know? They make mistakes. They're not superheroes, and they didn't save you. And as far as you know, they're not. They saved him or whatever. I guess he was the one in the pod. That's right. So, but, oh well.
It's funny how this kind of reiterated the whole premise of the show, where the guy asks him, you're a Starfleet officer. You mean to tell me you're not aware of everything going on?
Yeah, yeah.
On the ship. And that's the whole premise. That's the whole premise of the show. So
yeah. It is nice how they do that. That's pretty good, actually, when you really sit there and think about that, how they can almost make fun of themselves at the same time as kind of being serious, but also not, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Kudos to the writers.
So this entire time, and as I've been pointing out stuff, I've just been looking at the Easter eggs on Den of Geek. Yeah. And one of them they're saying is that when Q says, "I challenge you to a duel," that's supposed to be a reference to Terlaine from the original series. Because Terlaine challenged Kirk to a duel.
Okay.
So,
I know there were some comic book appearances where they had like Terlaine and Q.
Like a
crossover.
Yeah. I've seen that before too.
Don't know. It's not coming to me. I don't even know who that is. Terlaine.
He dresses like Prince.
Do what?
He dresses like Prince.
With Liberace.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So,
that's never seen a comic.
Yeah.
Wasn't really a big comic book guy. I had a few here.
He was in an episode of TOS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. Okay. But when you were sitting a crossover with him in Q in the comic books, I would not have known that. Not a comic book guy.
It's cool. The Salt Vampire was cool.
Yep.
Yeah. He is the Riker of the show. He'll step in anybody's pants.
Yep.
Even a Salt Vampire.
For sure. Yeah, no, good episode. I don't know what's up for next week. I didn't see the preview.
It looks like it's a holodeck episode.
Another one
where maybe something goes wrong on the holodeck. I don't know, but
go wrong on the holodeck? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And then Mariner turns the whole thing into a movie, essentially. Oh. She puts title graphics on it.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what else I saw? Lens flare. I saw bunch of lens flare suddenly.
That's great.
That'll be great if she makes a whole bunch of references. More lens flares. And everybody's like, you're blinding me. Stop. You know, that'll be great. Yeah.
So once again, they have no problem poking fun at themselves.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll start referencing themselves. Like, maybe not this season, but like in future seasons. Like, will we see Badgie in the background or the dog or stuff like that?
Well, you wouldn't necessarily see the dog. He's on the farm. But I guess they could go back to the farm for something.
Yeah.
But yeah, Badgie. Having the return of Badgie, that would be good.
Yeah. So that I don't know. Would
be good.
Yeah. But yeah. That's basically it.
I want to see a Badgie Moriarty team up somehow.
Yeah, have an episode where they're talking about smuggled holodeck programs. You drop Quark's name or something, and you know, something like that. And then you have this one. Oh, it's Moriarty. Who's that? I don't know. Well, yeah. Oh, there you go. This can't be the one. This can't be the one from the Enterprise, can it? You know, there you go.
I would imagine, you know, at the end of Voyager, they alluded to the fact of this coming revolution for EMH Mark I's that were stuck mining dilithium or whatever. And I would imagine if, let's say they did have that revolution, I think one of the things on their list would be to find and free Moriarty, because he is just like them. No?
It's true.
We lost Chad?
I guess we did.
We literally lost him. I mean, he's just gone.
Yeah.
I'm here. My laptop. Okay, he's back. Hey, you have 10% remaining. You better plug it in. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. And there you go.
Okay.
So I would like to see an episode with like a team up, like a three-way team up with Badgie, Moriarty, and some EMH Mark I that escaped the...
make it Robert Picardo's EMH look-alike, right? I mean, why not? One just looks just like him, and he's... Yep. That'd be fun.
I want them to bring back Mark Twain. Just have all sorts of trouble with him.
That would be cool.
Well, really, with where they're at in the time frame, they need to, if they really want to, if they say they're canon, right, even though maybe it's canon in but not canon out, then they need to have an F8 or F1 or whatever walking around, Android walking around.
Oh, you want to put Andy Dick on there?
Yeah, sure. Sure, let's put Andy Dick on there.
But actually, you would probably fit with his manic style.
Yeah, yeah, I probably would. So
I would like, now that we're thinking about it, I would like to see an episode with every discarded sentient hologram that we've seen along the way. Andy Dick, mm-hmm. You know, the Bashir hologram that they decided not to pursue.
Oh, yeah.
Badgy, Moriarty. Who else do we have?
Mark Twain. What's his name?
Mark Twain wasn't.
Yeah, he was that wasn't. That was when it was back in the past. No, I'm thinking of on Voyager that Janeway was always doing crazy shit with in like season 4 or whatever.
Fairhaven dude.
She called him Maestro.
That guy.
Da Vinci.
Yeah, Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
Leonardo.
Janeway's boy toy.
There was a Berkeley EMH, or not EMH, but a hologram.
Yeah.
Just have like Badgy leading them.
Yeah. And somehow they turn on emitters all throughout the ship and they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Because I imagine they have emitters all over the place. Why wouldn't they? They're in that same time frame where Rios has emitters all over his ship. So.
Yeah, but Rios is super lonely. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. He's so lonely, he wants more of himself.
It's weird, man.
It doesn't sound good.
No.
Yeah. Why isn't it that his doctor isn't like a sexy lady? I don't understand. Like, if I had the
ability, I would have the JLH, but that's me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I can't say that sounds sexist, because honestly, that just sounds like a man.
The JLH.
I want a sexy EMH. I mean,
what's the JLH?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, Jesus.
He's got a thing for her.
I want the JLH.
Do you have a thing for, like, 2020 JLH or 2002 JLH? Doesn't matter.
The 90s. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
90s JLH and She's All That Rachel Lee Cook would be great.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's right.
I wouldn't have picked that.
She's no 1971 Goldie Hawn, I can tell you that.
There you go.
What do you mean, ick, God?
Oh, do I have something here where there's a...
Go watch some reruns of Laughing. And you tell me. This guy. I'm going to get my own soundboard. It's just going to have one clip. Just one clip. Shut up, Chad.
You guys ever want the soundboard, I'll ship it off to you. You can use it. I'd love to just walk out to my car and just sit down and record.
That would be great.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Shots fired.
I don't mean anything by that. Indeed. I don't mean anything by that. Mm-hmm. I'm just...
Okay.
All right. So, shifting gears to the tournament, I'm gonna make the brackets.
Nice pivot.
Yeah. I'm gonna make the brackets this week, and hopefully we'll get them out this week. Post them on trekcast.com and in the group, and then you guys will have a week to fill them out with your predictions, just like the food one.
Yep.
And then the winner will win a prize. What I'm gonna do is like first round battles. You know, predictions will get 1 point, and then each round goes up another point. So whoever has the most points wins. So
cool. Now, we're not going to record next weekend, right? We've got a week off here because of timing for posting, right?
Well, he's back Sunday.
Okay, so we're going to record and
we'll record
like Monday. Okay.
Yeah, we'll put it out Monday.
Okay. So. Perfect. All right.
So there'll be a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, it might be a delay of a day or so on the posting, but we won't skip a beat. Awesome.
Yep. So, well, perfect. That's it, I guess. I mean,
all right.
Good show as always, guys.
Can I go inside now, Chad? Is that okay?
Wow.
Yes, you're dismissed.
I'm dismissed.
You don't have to work today, Dan. You're fine.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I'm looking at the end of the driveway and the flag is up on the mailbox. I'm like, why would you put mail out on Sunday? Oh, I did it again.
It's real.
it's real. It's Saturday and it's real.
hadn't been home for like more than 2 hours last night from driving like for 7 hours. And the wife's like, okay, so we're doing this weekend, this weekend, this. And I'm thinking, all I want to do is put my feet up on the credenza and drink a beer and pass out. That's like for the weekend. That's it. I don't want to. So we'll see how it goes.
Nice.
List is long.
Well, I'm literally going to do anything I want. So
you suck.
Yeah. There's that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you go live your best life and let us live vicariously through you, you single man.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. All right. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Bye. See you guys.
All right, guys.
All right.
Well, there you have it. Another episode in the can. Check us out at trekcast.com. Also, if you would, please subscribe to us via iTunes. Leave those reviews, subscribe to us. We'll get some numbers, get up the list, get more listeners, do more shows, have more fun. But for now, we're all done. So live long and prosper, and we'll see you next week.
So it's recording now. Okay, good. Then we'll just get out of there. It's recording. We'll go back to Chrome.
Did I get the thing? Do you want
to... Gotta sing it louder.
Do you want to build a warp core? Darn it. I couldn't find the rest
of it. Don't worry about it.
Here, hold on. The reason I was singing high-pitched was because I had stuff in my mouth. Do you want to build a warp core? Let's go fly around the stars. Our mission is to seek out new life. Stop the war and strife, not hang around by Mars. We used to be explorers, and now we're not. I want adventure in the skies. Do you want to build a warp core? Jesus, fire up the warp core.
There are rules, Anna. I don't know my words. Okay.
I'm going to have to redo it, Dad. You imbecile.
A little louder.
Do you want to build a warp? Shut up. Do you want to build a warp car? Let's go fly around the stars. Our mission is to see our life. Stop the war and strife. Not hang around by Mars. We need to be explorers.
Sorry, I didn't mean to burp.
You're going to restart, you idiot. Do you want to build a warp core? Let's go fly around the stars. Our mission is to seek out life. Stop the war and strife. Not hang around by Mars. We are doing explorers.
You sound like the not Sid, but the sloth from Ice Age.
Sid.
Yeah, Sid.
I'm Sid the Sloth, and this is the Grandma Dance. Go, Granny! Go, Granny! Yeah! Stay the sauce!
Oh, my gosh.
I just choked.
Okay, maybe I should just sing it.
No, stop! It's perfect! You idiot! Do you want to build a warp core? Let's go fly around the stars. Our mission is to seek out life. Stop the war and strife. Not hang around my Mars. We used to be explorers, and now we're not. I want adventure in the skies. Do you want to build a warp core? Please just fire up the warp core.
There are rules, Anna.
Okay, bye. My life's so British.